May 29th, a day that has been set aside for mental health in agriculture. The understanding of the current status of the mental health of our farmers and ranchers has caught the ears of Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture with the USDA.
The suicide rate with our farmers is similar to our veterans, and it's stunningly and heartbreakingly high. And we have to realize that something has to be done. Doug Collins is secretary over at the VA. He himself comes from a similar background to many of us in this room. He and I have talked about this. You'll be seeing more on this, and you'll be seeing us rolling things out. I think that one of the great, most brilliant pieces of the way that our founding fathers set up America, and I may have mentioned this to you, Susan, when we talked, is as laboratories of democracy, and that most of the power and the sort of innovation should come from the states, not the federal government. We've already put together with our incredible ag commissioners, Governor Pillen's now been in a few meetings with me, with our governors, really working to support the innovative ideas on some of the most important issues facing our farmers and ranchers, and this is certainly one of them. So you'll be hearing more from us on this, and please send us any resources you have or you think that we should model or effectuate in a bigger way around the country.
At that same event where the secretary was visiting Nebraska, I asked Lucas Fricke, a sixth-generation farmer from just outside of Ulysses, Nebraska, how he and his peers talk about mental health, because we know times have changed and generations before him have been a little bit more tight-lipped. So what does that new generation of agricultural producers do when it comes to their mental health?
I gotta be very careful about the words. This is not fun. I don't know how else to say it nicer. And I don't wanna sound complaining like, oh, my life is so terrible, you know, all of this. Like, you try to look for the good opportunity, but it gets extremely stressful trying to make all the ends meet, juggle all the balls. I mean, it's not where we have multiple employees. A lot of us are one, two people teams. It's me and my brother and my mom and our hired guy that's been here with us for 25 years that does without just like we do, to because you have that respect and that responsibility to it. But I think that's one of the situations where that mental health does come into it, because the world you feel is on your shoulders and people are gonna look down on you if you fail. And the neighbor down the road's doing way better, so I should be doing better. What am I screwing up and doing wrong? And it was a lot of fun to sit next to another younger peer of mine today, and it was like, I feel the same exact way. And I'm like, oh my God, thank God I'm not the only one. At least I said it to you, but I'm not the only one. And I think a lot of us feel that way, is there's the responsibility tradition, and there's a responsibility that, hey, I'm in this, I made this choice, I want to succeed, and it just doesn't happen.
So with all those pressures of trying to keep up with what the previous generations have done for them to be able to farm, how does this new generation of farmers and ranchers deal with mental health?
Being honest and talking, finding good friends to talk about it and lament with a little bit. You know, misery does love company. And again, farmers are the eternal optimists. Catch me on the right day and I'll probably be like, I can do this for another 100 years. But there's the days that just the wind gets taken out of your sails and you're like, why am I doing this? Like, you know, you really question. And so I think that's one of the things. Have a good support network, laugh a lot, have good friends.
Thanks to Lucas Fricke for sharing his thoughts when it comes to mental health and, of course, the comments that came from the Ag Secretary. If you or someone you know is in crisis, please call or text 988 or visit 988lifeline.org. I'm Susan Littlefield.